The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Praying the Our Father, even praying to our Father, the Catechism says, should develop within us two fundamental dispositions. The first is that we should desire to become like him in all things. St. Cyprian tells us that we must remember and to know that when we call God our Father, we ought to behave as his sons. You cannot call the God of all kindness your Father, St. Chrysostom says, if you preserve a cruel and inhuman heart, for in this case you no longer have in you the marks of the Heavenly Father's kindness. And St. Cyprian says, we must contemplate the beauty of the Father without ceasing and adorn our own souls accordingly. The second disposition that the Catechism suggests and says should develop is a humble and trusting heart. Because when we have such a disposition, we're able to turn and become like children. For it is to little children that the Father is revealed. St. John Cassian says that the prayer is accomplished by the contemplation of God alone and by the warmth of love through which the soul, molded and directed to love him, speaks very familiarly to God as to its own Father. And finally, St. Augustine tells us that the Our Father, at this name, love is aroused in us, and the confidence of obtaining what we are about to ask. What would he not give to his children who ask, since he has already granted them the gift of being his child? My brothers and sisters, the Our Father is one of the most important prayers in the life of a Christian. We have inherited it directly from Christ, our brother, and if we can pray it daily, we will surely draw closer to our Father.